sample chi program. How are you going to put this program together so that it works out to be a great daily routine for you? Well, the first thing you want to do is some light stretching and just loosening up the body. You never want to do maximum stretching unless your body's sweating. Always use that as a maximum. I mean, you never want to do full stretching unless you're in a sweating situation. But you'll do some light stretching. You want to do light slapping exercises where you're going to take the palms of your hands and hit around the inside of each elbow, the back of the knee, kidney areas, up and down each armpit, and slapping lightly in each of these areas. What will happen is you'll start to open up the skin pores and stimulate your nerve fibers more effectively. And just want to do a couple minutes of this. The next thing you want to do is the blood washing sensitivity training as your next exercise. And as you start to do that, again, depending upon where you're at, beginning level or more advanced, you're going to be either doing a couple repetitions at a time or you're going to be doing 200 to 500 repetitions at a time. So really, that's something that you have to look at. The next thing is you want to do the provided tape exercises. And that means you either do the CD, number 2 CD, and just go through all the exercises that are provided on the CD, or you make your own CD and work it out that way. The next thing would be tense, relaxed organ balancing exercises. And then you could go right in from there to your standing meditation. Again, standing meditation in the beginning is going to be probably a minimum of 5 minutes, working your way up to 15, 20, 30 minutes a day if you want to get to that type of progress. And then, of course, you want to finish your exercise routine by performing more blood washing, sensitivity exercises, those types of things. Of course, you could always add in some of the other exercises like the bone marrow energy packing as well. Again, probably when you're doing the standing meditation, you may cycle that in after a couple weeks. But again, take all the exercises and start to put them together in this way. Now, these are what we would consider more of a daytime routine. The next one we're going to talk about is what you can do at night. Now, at night, you do, again, another light stretching, some more blood washing, and then do a lying down meditation. Lying down meditation, again, something you should do in the nighttime. And so if you can keep that routine up, certainly do that. Now, quite frankly, a lot of times I'll do my yin meditation in the morning. Sometimes it's easier for me to do it in the morning than it is at night due to the fact that we have children and things like that, and it's easier for me to do sometimes in the morning. I will do that. So don't think that just because we say these are nighttime exercises that if you have a schedule conflict that you can't do them at another time. The whole key is that you do the exercises and you get the job done. Obviously, ideally, nighttime would be the best time to do it. I'm not saying I never do it at night, but routinely, I probably do it more so in the morning. And then several nights during the week, I'll do yin meditation, lying down meditations, focusing on that. So again, if you have any questions, give us a call and speak with an instructor about exactly how you should set the routine up, exactly how much time you should be spending on each exercise, and the kind of results that you're going to look to get from doing each exercise.